In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Our Lady, Queen of Heaven and Earth, Saint Joseph, our patron saints and guardian angels. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. After yesterday, the celebration of Our Lady's Assumption into Heaven, the Church has an octave of between August 15th now until August 22nd when we celebrate the Queenship of Our Lady on August 22nd, which originally was the Feast of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. That you might say in the old reckoning of the calendar that the reason or the fruitfulness of Our Lady's Immaculate Heart, a heart without sin, without stain, was that it ought to be assumed into heaven. But the Church after Vatican II revised the calendar and made it Our Lady's Queenship to call to mind that Our Lady was assumed into heaven, body and soul, but to in order to perform a duty, to perform her role as Queen of Heaven and Earth. That our Lord brought her up to heaven to glorify her, but also to set his mother about fulfilling her work as the Queen of Heaven and Earth. And that is, of course, to be the mediatrix of all graces and to help bring about the triumph of God's people over the enemy. As we know, being a queen has a certain, you're a public figure if you're a queen, the same as if you're a king. And our Lord and our Lady were both two public figures in the scriptures. The things that they did affected everybody beyond them. Everything they did and everything that happened to them personally, in one sense, wasn't just personal to them, but rather they took on a public role, and that what happened to them in their person also affected the rest of us and had meaning to the rest of us. And you might say that our first parents, Adam and Eve, in the garden, and because they were the original parents of all of us, you might say that they were king and queen of the human race. Because what happened to Adam and Eve in their persons affected the rest of those who would come after them. And although they weren't, maybe they failed to be worthy of that title because they did fail in their being the first parents, and they didn't uphold the duties that they were given to them, the duty of obedience to God the Father, still they had a certain pride of place because of their being the first patriarch and matriarch, and because in their loin of Adam was our Lord's human nature and the Immaculate Conception, the two figures who would give the greatest glory to God and would be truly fitting to be our king and queen of God's family, the Church. And so we today, you know, as we prepare for the queenship of Our Lady, we are reminded that, you know, Our Lady is a public figure. She is a queen. She has the duty to bring us to heaven and to fight, to lead God's armies into battle. You know, when we think of Our Lady, she's not this queen that just is there for public figures as to look nice. She's a warrior queen. She's a queen who is the head of God's armies. The head of God's armies, the angels, are God's army. They are to fight his battles. They fought the first battle in heaven to drive out Lucifer and all the apostate angels. And Our Lady is their queen. And she is the one who they take their directions from. And she is the one who's going to guide God's army, the Church militant, in the final days in the battle against the final attempts of the devil and all of his legions to wage war upon the church. And so if we want to be effective in this battle, we want to place ourselves at Our Lady's service. And we always, and maybe it's been made clear in saints like Saint Maximian Kolbe, to bring out this militant aspect of Our Lady's queenship, that she is the queen of the church militant, and we are members of the church militant. And so we have a certain duty to honor her first and foremost by our prayers and love and devotion, that every Catholic has a certain duty by their baptism to be devoted to the Blessed Virgin Mary, because she is our queen. But more, even more rightly, she exercises that queenship not in a lording it over us, but as Saint Therese of the Child Jesus says, Our Lady's more mother than queen. That even when she exercises her queenly duties, she does so as the queen mother, in a maternal way, in a solicitous way for her children. And her children don't have to, you know, go through all these public, you know, as queens and kings of the world do. You know, you don't have to go through all these formalities and make an appointment and, you know, have to go through all kinds of red tape protocol to have an appointment with Our Lady. No, you just turn to her, run to her like any child does to their mother, and she will come to our assistance and will receive us at any time, because Our Lady's always open to receive her children, her subjects, the ones she loves more than we realize how much Our Lady loves us. So today, on this Saturday, as we are living in these days from Our Lady's Assumption until we celebrate her queenship, maybe we should call to mind, you know, the many blessings we have received through Our Lady's maternal mediation, but also maybe look to see how much we can do to improve or to grow in our love and devotion to her. Maybe there's something that we are being inspired to do, or we have been given a light. You know, we think, oh, I keep putting off that thing that I know I should and ought to do. Well, maybe that's Our Lady who has been giving you that grace, and it's time to take it up and to put it into practice. Let us not be like the man who looks in the mirror and forgets what he looks like, but rather, when we look in the mirror, we put into practice, we remember who we are, children of God, and to put into practice all those many inspirations that Our Lady gives us, takes us under her mantle and wants to perfect us, make us children worthy of the kingdom of God. And let us truly, in these days between her Assumption and her queenship, maybe offer her more devotion, extra devotion, and ask her in a special way to help us to grow in our vocation as children of God, children of Mary, and as her faithful subjects, her faithful soldiers, as Saint Maximian Kolbe would like to call her knights to do battle for her in the world for souls. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.